Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierzwicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierzwicki.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm trying to squeeze this in before my son gets home from school. So today, I wanted to bring your attention to one of the programs that I've recently created for my tribe, and that includes you. You are in my tribe. You may not be in a place where you can download this information, and I don't have it up on my website. But, however, the people who are in my tribe on Facebook have gotten access to this downloadable link. Now, what I decided to do about a month ago when I was really figuring out that I needed to stop having so much caffeine. It was affecting my sleep. It's not the caffeine is affecting my sleep. It's that the caffeine is affecting my hormones, which is affecting my adrenals, which is affecting my endocrine system, which is affecting my sleep, which is affecting my periods and so on and so forth. So I'm doing everything in my power to fix this. And that includes cutting out coffee. Death. So I cut it. Well, I didn't completely cut it out. I started having it every other day. I was having it 3 times a day. And when you have this 3 times a day for like ever, you know, you might build up reservoir of coffee that your body is kind of running off of. So I just decided to significantly cut back. But not only that, I decided to go all in, and I decided to deploy the healthy part of my book, Happy, Healthy, Fit. Now, if you have yet to read my book, Happy, Healthy, Fit, Transform Your Life in 90 Days with the Figure Fit Lifestyle Program, then you're missing out, because the book, you guys, it's so rich in science and so rich in transformational experiences and ways that you too can fix your happiness, fix your health, and get really, really fit. All the science is there. I brought everything from my 20 years of education in nutrition science, psychology, yoga, personal training, and not business ownership. So this is really just a science-based book on health and wellness and fitness. So in the healthy section, I talk about how when I was really little, I had digestive issues from eating standard American diet foods. And those foods were, you know, boxed foods. I had cereal all of the time. I had skim milk that was kind of like a multi-day ordeal for me. As I, when in doubt, eat some cereal. So that was one of the things that I had growing up. Now, what I also had growing up was allergies, skin rashes, chronic constipation. I thought it was normal to only go number 2 every 3 days. And it wasn't. And my doctor didn't really know anything about gut health. He said, you know, if that's what your body does, then I guess that's what your body likes. But it just did not seem right to me. However, when I was little, I just kind of dealt with it, you know. And then when I went into college and studied nutrition science, I learned so much about how I was eating and what I was doing wrong. And I changed so many things at that time. For example, I took the daily, portion of carbohydrates out of my diet. I took the carbohydrates out. And I took out the wheat. I took out the mac and cheese. I took out the pasta. I had that almost all of the time. Daily, probably. You know, I would cook dinner, I'd cook chicken, and I would make a side of this, you know, what was it? Gosh, I don't even remember. Lipton noodles or something like that. I'd make a side, and that it was so good. And obviously, that's what everybody likes. It's flavorful, salty, and just awful for you, awful for your gut. So I cut that out, and my body composition changed significantly right away. But my gut and my bowels did not. My digestion did not really pick up very much. And at the same time, and I tell this story in my book about how I was really popping the pills of laxatives because that was like the only thing that got me to go to the bathroom. I had stool softeners, I had laxatives, and I had things like that that were really helping me to go. And you guys, I mean, come on, if you think about this, how old was I? I was 18, 19, 20, 20 years young. There's no reason to be taking anything like that. And you know what? While I'm saying that, there's no reason when you're 80 to be taking something like that. If you need to take anything, it is a Band-Aid for something deeper that is going wrong. And there is a way to holistically heal yourself. And, you know, I would love to help you figure this out. I'm giving my book away for free. You guys, I don't have that many copies left. And I want to preface this. It's not free. I paid for it. I bought it. I had 1,000 copies shipped to me. And all I'm asking you to do is pay for the shipping for me to get it to you. And it's yours. So I want you to have this book. I want you to heal. I want you to learn how you too can fix your health. This podcast today is just about this portion of the book. You can learn all about the neuroscience of meditation, how it focuses your brain in the My Happy section. You can learn all about fitness, yoga, the body's energy systems, how to lift weights, when to lift weights, what to eat before you do, what to eat after you do, when you should run, when you should do cardio, when is strength training appropriate. Should you do high intense interval training? All of that is in the fit section of my book. The book has been called The Bible of Health and Fitness, which is an amazing accolade for the book, but it is so rich in science that you will learn a ton. And if you apply what you learn, you will become happy, healthy, fit. And that is my goal for you. So today I just want to talk to you and invite you over to Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching group on Facebook. In there, I have put a link in there for my tribe so that they can download a free food list, and it's a 30-day digestive health reset. Now, not only do you get that, but what I did is I went beyond to give you more to help you with healing your gut. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about leaky gut and some other health, digestive health issues that you might have. But I want to tell you really quickly what you're going to get when you just click on this link, you download this, you click on the link, and actually what you do is you just sign up and it puts you in my campaign. And then the first email that comes to you is going to be the foods that you're going to eat from for the next 30 days. And this, on the second day, what you're going to get is things that you need to avoid. So dietary foods that you need to avoid, and also lifestyle things and or habits that you need to quit. Things like harsh chemicals in your environment, things like gluten. Can you or should you be having caffeine at this time? You know, it's high in arginine, and is that bad for you at this time? Eggs, pain medications, different things that you absolutely, during this 30-day digestive health fix, things that you absolutely have to get rid of for a minimum of 30 days. And then things that you can add to your life, such as meditation, yoga, superfoods that you're going to want to add to your diet, nutrient-rich foods, where to find them, easy forms that you can try, different types that you can try. If you're not a big fan of kimchi, then maybe you might like sauerkraut. And if you're not a big fan of those, where can you get the probiotics? So I talk about that on that sheet. Other ways that you need to move your body that might be better for you at this time during this phase of your life where you might not be the healthiest. Maybe you have Crohn's, maybe you have celiacs, maybe you have ulcerative colitis, maybe you have irritable bowel disease where there's blockage and stuff's not getting through. Maybe you have irritable bowel syndrome where you vacillate between constipation and diarrhea. If you have this and you have never been to the doctor to diagnose this and you just are experiencing digestive issues, you guys don't hesitate to go and download this form right away. Head to the group, Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching. It's a group on Facebook. Request access and download or sign up, right? It's going to be a pinned how do you say this post? It's going to be pinned at the top of the page. You can't miss it. No matter what, you're going to get into that group. You're going to see it, and you'll be able to sign up for these documents. They're going to come emailed to you. They're pretty. You can print them off. You can put them on your refrigerator. You can take them with you. You can make a copy. You can put it in your car. You can put it in your second house, whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. You can do with them what you will. And then third, you're going to also get a list of herbs and supplements that you absolutely should look into to see if these would be beneficial for you. I love the phrase, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And that is a quote from Hippocrates. And it is, you know, he knew that such a long time ago, that what we put in our body is either it's either going to help us or it's going to hurt us. And this goes for not only the foods that we eat, but you guys, it also goes for our environment. It goes for the things that we drink, and it goes for herbs and supplements. Now, I have a list here of about 10 things that you can consider adding into your diet. It's going to tell you, okay, so this herb is going to boost your immunity. It's also a powerful antioxidant, which protects against free radical damage, and it may need to be supplemented during this time due to the lack of supply in the food that you're eating. You might also want to take this necessary mineral because it improves your vitamin D levels. It helps boost immunity. So things like, you know, that one's vitamin A, where I'm talking about different magnesiums that you're going to want to take, licorice root. And these are all, now there's about 11 herbs that I'm going to be discussing on this PDF. And you can look through it. You can read through it. I even have some links for, that take you straight to Amazon that are some of the supplements I take. I'm not paid. I'm not, there's no advertiser supporting this program. I'm not paid by any of these supplement companies. These are just ones that I take or have taken before, and I just get them from Amazon. So I just put some examples out there for you. So if you're curious and you want to purchase something right away and get it shipped to your house. And you can click on that example and you can either purchase that one or do your own research and look at the different brands and the different companies to see which ones you would like to add to your diet. So once again, that you can get at Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Group on Facebook. Now, before we jump into today's Leaky Gut podcast, I just want to call your attention to the 365-day Journey to Enlightenment. Now, if you haven't heard about this program yet, I haven't really been talking about it too much, but if you follow me on Facebook or if you follow me on Instagram, you can see that I'm often posting these images about mindset, about attack thoughts, about living in a love consciousness, and really just upgrading your mindset. And this is a program that I put together, and I just want to talk to you a little bit about it. So let me ask you a question. Can you imagine your mind always being filled with peace? When a stressful event comes up, you're able to easily choose peace over frantic mode. A mind that is no longer tripped up by stories that you tell yourself about your job, about your financial situation, about your lover, about yourself, your own body, or when thoughts do pop up, that you can bounce back quicker from a moment where you're feeling less than. Because if that sounds like something that you might want to have, then I encourage you to head over to lizneerswiki.com/365-day. And that will give you access to the 365-day Journey to Enlightenment. Now, what I know for sure is that we're not meant to feel down, less than, like a failure, or even limited in any way. My work as a business owner, as a spiritual teacher, and as a single mother has taught me that I can do anything. And when I'm stuck in any feeling of less than, or if I am in the wrong mindset, which will also bring an associated negative feeling along with it, I have to apply the tools that I have learned over my years that get me out of the funk. And all of these tools I talk about here on this podcast, from lifting weights to the Figure Fit workouts to meditation to this program I'm talking about right here. But the process that I have coined is to live aligned. I sound funny when I said that. I still have some sinus issues going on. To live aligned. And how do you do that? How do you align yourself? What even is alignment? What is it? Alignment is when your mind, body, soul are all in agreement. Everything feels good. When what you say, do, and think are all in alignment and they all agree. And you do what you say you're going to do. You feel good about the things you're doing. And you think good thoughts about your life and your experiences. This is called alignment. And when you're out of alignment in any sort of place in your life, whether it is spiritually, physically, emotionally, in a relationship, financially, then you're going to be out of alignment. And alignment, it's a big process, and I've really looked at it over the years, and I've broken it up. I've broken it up into physicality. I've broken it up into meditation, but it's all-encompassing. It's one big thing. It's you. It's you being aligned in your mind and in your body with your soul's energy and where your soul is on the spectrum of emotion. And really, it's the alignment of energy first, and then it's moving towards the thoughts that you want to think. So first, you have to find how you want to feel, who you want to be, who you want to show up as, and then you need to align to the activities and do the things and be the person that you want to be. Now, back in 2013, what I noticed about myself was that I was at one point in time desperately wanting a change, desperately wanting a real love-based intimate relationship where there was great communication, there was great connection, I was desperately wanting to be happier in my whole entire life. And I knew I wasn't. I was out of alignment. My relationship wasn't going right. I didn't choose the right guy. It was like, what was going on? And I just knew that something was off, but I didn't know what. And so the end of that year, that was my year. I committed to a year of no dating and a year of self-love. And I just did it. You know, I just started to do this program. There's a bunch of things that I did, and I thought about making this into a course called I Am You, because that was what I heard, but I decided to do something different with it. And that program is going to be launched here really soon, and it's going to be a part of a bigger program. So just keep listening to the podcast. You'll know more here soon enough if you find yourself in that space where maybe you're dating the wrong person and you always choose the wrong person and you don't know why and you know it's time to stop. So that's coming. But one of the other things that I knew that I wanted to do was to start meditating on a daily basis. You know, my life was going so well. I had the yoga business, a yoga studio, the yoga school. My son had just moved about a year prior to go live with his dad. So I was alone. I was able to do so much with my life. And I was like, all right, it's time to be happy. It's time to do this for me. And I knew that meditation was going to be one of the things that aligned me to something greater than myself, to something deeper within myself, a deeper purpose, a deeper why. And so I started this book called, at the start of January 2014, called A Course in Miracles. And this has a 365-day lesson. Each one is, each day has its own lesson, its own concepts to think about, read over, ponder during your day, and to meditate on at least twice a day. So little did I know before I began the program was some of the amazing things that I would wake up to seeing myself doing. I had no idea that I was constantly involved in an inner dialogue that did not serve a greater vision for my life. I had no idea how often this inner dialogue was negative and running until I did this course. It was about 30 days into the course where I was doing makeup and I actually saw myself. It's like I stepped out of myself and I was telling myself this story in my head, and the course rang true. Everything I was learning rang true. The course talks heavily about illusions and the illusions that we hold, and the illusions are the stories we tell ourselves. And you guys, these are all made up stories of illusions that we're telling ourselves. It's happening all the time. And it's like I stepped out of myself and I looked myself square in the eyes and I was like, oh my God, you're delusional right now. And I knew it. I knew that the illusions made me delusional in the moment. And that is the truth for every single person. When you're in your head and you're telling a story that so-and-so, and you probably have done it today. Now, this is the thing. You've been doing it your whole life. You've never really been aware of it. You thought it was normal and you thought it was a part of something that you just had to deal with for the rest of your life. But guess what? You don't have to. Isn't that beautiful news? And I'm going to tell you, once you begin to wake up to this, you're going to radically experience a new mental state of mind, a new way of being, a new, I call it like a stop procedure. And I've created those over the years. And I talk about them on these podcasts, like 7 spiritual seconds. You have 7 spiritual seconds to stop a negative thought before it builds momentum and your energy gets behind it. So all of this is from that Course in Miracles. Little did I know all of that was going on. I had no idea. So once I saw this, I got so invigorated. This was 30 days in. I got so invigorated to keep going and to see more and to change my inner dialogue to one that served me. I knew that the law of attraction was real. I knew this from childhood experiences. I knew from negative thinking about relationships that what you thought about negatively would manifest. I knew it. So I knew that my stories had to change. And this is the program that I did that woke me up. And here is what happened. My mind changed. My life changed. I saw things. This was hard work, you guys, but I saw my thoughts and I would stop them and I would choose something else. And you know what? The hardest part about it was not wanting to do the work, being lazy in those moments when it was like something was negative and you saw it. I saw it happening, but yet I was lazy to go do something that was going to be for me. I mean, that was a realization that like really kicked my butt. I was like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. So I came up with another rule. When you're stuck in an emotion, drop what you're doing and go do something different. Go change your physiological state of being and go do something different. And you guys, I've talked about this in a podcast before as well, not to this depth. And now it's all coming together. Now you're starting to get it as to why this is the way that it is. And here's some amazing stuff. I found amazing love and created amazing relationships with people with deep connections. I started to have solid relationships that were built on trust and truth, on real feelings, on real vulnerability. So when those stories come up in your head, it's usually about you being fearful or vulnerable. And you can think about it. If you can't break through the fear, then if you trust the person, you can bring your vulnerable state of mind to them and say, this is what I'm fearful about. And it builds trust and it builds connection and it builds intimacy. And that's what started to happen in my relationships. I learned how to return to a loving mindset so much faster. And I learned that what I think, I get. So I better be very careful what I am pouring my mental energy into. Now, if this sounds good to you, I would love to have you join this journey. Now, I'm going to be real with you. It's a 365-day course, you guys. This isn't chump change. This is real. This is game changing. This requires commitment from you. Now, here's the commitment. You're going to sign up and you get an email every day. Now, let me ask you, is that hard? No, it's not hard. It's coming right to you. The second thing you have to do is open the email. Is that hard? No. Okay, the third thing you're going to have to do is set about 15 minutes aside every single morning for you. Can you do that? Yes? Good. Now, are you willing to do that? Yes? Okay, good. You're on the right track. You are one of the people who should do this because you can sign up. You can get emailed this daily course. You can set time aside for you. And you're willing to do that. Good. Awesome. Now, some of the extension of commitment that is going to be required from you is two additional things. One, every night before you go to bed, you're going to need to set aside 15 more minutes for you. Can you do that? Yes. Awesome. I'm proud of you. Now, the last thing that I'm going to ask of you is to give me feedback every now and then, maybe once about 25, 30 days in, maybe again midway, you know, maybe 3 months into the program, and then again, maybe every month or 3 months, depending on whatever you want to do. That's it. I'm just asking for feedback. I want to see your progression. That's all I'm asking because this is a free program and it's going to change you. It's going to wake you up. And all I want is your feedback. I want to just see how this goes for you. Now, are you willing to do that? Yes. Good. Now, granted, the last part, it's not mandatory. The other parts are, if you really want to be successful with this program, you need to sign up. You get the emails, you open the emails, you set time aside in the morning, 15 minutes, you meditate, you read the email and set 15 minutes aside at night and you meditate. You go to bed every now and then, if you want to. This is the if you want to. You leave me a review. Now, I would say that would be awesome if you did because, you know, I'm putting my time into this to do this for free and I'm taking a whole year. About 1 to 2 hours a day creating this program. And that's all I ask for in return is your beautiful, amazing transformation and your review. That's it. So if you're willing to do that, sign up. And sign up anyways, even if you're not willing to give me your review, I still want you there. I still want you doing this program because it's going to change your life in such a powerful way. And chances are most of you are going to leave me some amazing reviews once you go through this program. It's just going to be one of those blessings for you. And it was for me, and that's why I knew that I needed to do this. It's why I knew I needed to create this program. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on. Today I want to talk about leaky gut. Now, here are a couple of things that 10 signs. We're going to talk about 10 signs that you have leaky gut. All right, are you ready? Number one, chronic diarrhea, chronic constipation, or chronic gas or bloating. Number two, nutritional deficiencies. Maybe you get sick a lot. Maybe you have a seasonal cold or let me sidestep this for a second. I got a cold recently. I told you I was doing the no coffee and I was changing my whole thing up because of some of the hormone issues that I was having, but I got a cold. I got sick and I haven't gotten sick. It's been years and years and years. And like, I know that my immune system is not as strong as it once was. So I'm doing everything in my power to get my immune system back up. Now, your digestive, your immune system is in your gut. It's in your small intestines. And that is where 60 to 80% of your immune system lies. So if your gut is inflamed, if you have leaky gut, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick, period. End of story. No matter what, it all begins there. It all begins in inflammation. So I knew that I needed to make some serious changes. And that is why I went back to the basics. I went back to what healed me originally. And I got off track because I was allowing myself to have things because I was fit and because I was healthy. I was allowing myself to have more things that were on my no list, my no food list. I was allowing more of that stuff in my weekly lifestyle. And so I knew that I needed to get back to the basics and fix my gut and build my immune system back up. All right, so number three is a poor immune system. Number four is headaches, brain fog, and memory loss. Do you find that for yourself? How about this? Excessive fatigue. Skin rashes is number six, and problems with acne, rosacea, or eczema. Before I move on to number seven, I want to talk about skin. If your children have skin issues, pimples, acne, rosacea, you guys, this is a nutritional problem. It is a nutritional problem. You can, and your children can, benefit by going into the group and downloading these PDFs and follow this, learn this, change what you're eating. You guys, this always, always, always begins with our foods. Every health issue we have begins with our food. I can't stress that enough. And a lot of times people don't think that that's the truth, but really, come on. It's all about that. And if your food is perfect, then what it could be is harsh chemicals. It could be lifestyle. It could be stress. It could be a major stressor in your life. Work environment, a relationship problem. It's one of those things. Okay. So our bodies are very intuitive and very, very smart. Okay. So number seven, maybe you have cravings for sugary foods or carbs quite often. That's also another sign that you might have leaky gut, arthritis or joint pain or fibromyalgia. So I'm not going to necessarily talk about all of the major autoimmune disorders that come from leaky gut, but I will say this. Every autoimmune disorder from fibromyalgia to epilepsy to MS to what are the other ones? Just anything. You guys, it all stems back. They all, every single one of them have leaky gut. If you have an autoimmune disorder, you have leaky gut. If you heal your leaky gut, your autoimmune disorder, those symptoms may very well subside. It may go into remission. It may completely go away. Okay? So number 9 is depression, anxiety, ADD, or ADHD. And number 10 is autoimmune disorders. So rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, celiac disease, Crohn's, and the others that I mentioned before. So what we have to do to heal leaky gut is we have to change the diet. We have to absolutely eliminate the foods that your body is treating as toxic. Your body is inflamed. Your gut is inflamed. And that's why it's called leaky gut, because whole particles of food, whole chemicals, all these additives are getting into your bloodstream. And your bloodstream is creating antibodies that are attacking you. And they're attacking these foreign particles. Your body is attacking itself because of leaky gut. So one of the things that you have to absolutely do is eliminate gluten, dairy, soy, caffeine, alcohol, and refined sugars. Now, what's going to happen is your gut lining, your mucosal cellular lining in your gut, will start to die off. They are dying off every day anyways. New cells are being reborn every day anyways. And it takes the gut about 3 to 4 weeks to fully turn over and to everything to be new again. So you have a healing curve in there. You have to get everything out of your diet for a minimum of 6 weeks. Minimum. And then what's going to happen is you're going to start feeling amazing. All of these autoimmune disorders are going to clear up. Your health is going to clear up. Now, the reason I created the program and the PDFs that I did is because you need to know what you can eat. If you're going to get rid of all of that, say some of those things are an absolute staple for you, you need to know what you need to add. You need to know what's going to heal you. And that's why I created these PDFs. And like I said before, you can get those by heading to Facebook and going into the group, the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching group, okay? Just like this podcast, Figure Fit Lifestyle Podcast, Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. Now, your energy levels will raise, if you have diarrhea, constipation, bloating, all of that will go away. You'll start sleeping better. And what you can also do is add in things like coconut oils, olive oils, fish, avocados, probiotics, all of these things are going to help restore the healthy bacteria in your GI tract. And one of the supplements that I talk about is L-glutamine. L-glutamine preserves muscle tissue, but it also helps to repair the mucosal lining of your gut. It's an amino acid that rejuvenates and heals the intestinal wall. So that's something you're going to want to get right away, L-glutamine. And now here's the thing. You're going to get rid of those things, gluten, dairy, soy, refined carbs, boxed foods, what else? The sugars, alcohol, the caffeine. And let's say 8 weeks have gone by. And you're like, I want to have this glass of wine, or I want to have this cup of coffee, or I want to try ice cream. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to add one thing in at a time. Let's say you want to have a glass of wine. Then, okay, you can add that one thing in. You can't add 3 things in at once. You cannot do it. Because you need to see how your body is responding to that one thing that you've just added back into your life, okay? Now, let's say, alcohol is a bad example because it's not something that I don't want you to drink a lot. It's not good for you. All the research now shows that even moderate drinking is really bad for your brain. So let's look at the caffeine, the coffee. So you can add that back in. And I would say, see how that feels for you. See if it makes you anxious. See if you sleep okay. Don't go back to having 3 cups a day. Don't go back to having it, 2 cups in the morning. Just stick to your healthy habits, the new habits that you have cultivated. And the reason you don't want to add multiple things in at one time is because then you won't know what your body is reacting to, okay? Now, let's just say, I talk about eggs here in the PDFs. Let's just say you may be having a reaction to eggs. Eggs are not necessarily something you have to get rid of. But if you're not healing as quickly as you would like to, eggs, and you eat a lot of eggs, eggs might be the problem. So you're going to want to eliminate the eggs and see, take them out for a minimum of 6 weeks. And then at one point in time, you can add the eggs back in and see how they react to your body, okay? All right, so a quick round of what you need to get rid of. What are the things you need to eliminate over the next 30 days in order to start healing? You have to avoid 100% of the time gluten, alcohol, caffeine, chocolate. You also need to get rid of other gut irritants such as grains, bread, beans, nuts and seeds, and all dairy. Soy, refined sugars. Like I said, eggs are going to be something you can test. You also have to get rid of pain medications such as ibuprofen, corticosteroids, acetaminophen, aspirin, and naproxen. You have to get rid of harsh chemicals. If you love bleach, clean it with bleach, you got to get rid of it. Replace all harsh chemicals and personal cleansers with natural alternatives. Makeup, ladies, some of that stuff's really bad for you. Start paying attention. Don't wear makeup for a few days and start paying attention to, if your eyes are itchy after certain makeup, mascaras or something, or eyeliners that you wear. That happened to me when I was young. I could not wear Maybelline. High intensity intervals, high intensity exercise, sprinting, any sort of high stress activities such as long-term chronic cardio, training for a marathon, sprints, high intense intervals, that can all provoke additional stress in the body. And a tough relationship, you guys, a stressful relationship, you need to just do what you can to surrender around that person and choose peace and go do the 365 day journey to enlightenment. It will help you with this in your life. It will help you with difficult people. It will help you in those moments where you need to choose peace over attack thoughts. Okay. So that's what you have to eliminate. Now you need to download the forms. Go sign up, because this is all going to be on one PDF. It's going to say what to add and what to avoid. All right. And you just got to download that so you can have this list in front of you. You can do that once again, like I said earlier, is by going to Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching group page on Facebook. And this will be pinned at the top. Just click on it, sign up, and within a few minutes, you will get the food list of what you're going to be eating over the next 30 days. And over the next couple days after you sign up, you'll get a new PDF. Like one day it'll be what to add, what to avoid. That comes on one piece of paper. And I think the third email that you get is the herbs and supplements that you can add. So sign up right away. Don't delay, and get this material emailed right to you. All right. And if this helped you today, tag a friend who you think this could help as well. Maybe just email this to them, text it to them, this podcast. I am so grateful for all of you who share these episodes with your friends. And I'm just so grateful for you, because you guys, if it wasn't for you, this community wouldn't be here. So thank you so much for staying involved, staying engaged, giving me your feedback and help letting me know that the work I'm doing matters, that it matters to you and that it's helping you. You know, there's nothing worse to an entrepreneur when they don't get feedback. And so I am so grateful for your Instagram messages, your Facebook messages. I'm so grateful really for your group involvement, because that's where I really want other people to see, you know, what other people are going through or fixing or learning because they're a part of something. You know, if somebody sees that you fix something in your life because of this PDF, they're going to be like, wait, well, I want that. I want to fix my gut issues. That person got help. I want the help. And so if only I'm the one who knows what's going on with you, that doesn't really do much for the world at large. So we have to live out loud, and we really need to share these things with each other and just, you know, never be afraid to just go in that group and to say, hey, thank you, or ask any sort of questions, because that's what I'm here for. All right, you guys, so much love to you. Thank you so much for being here. And until next time, have a great day.
Have you ever wanted a personal trainer so that you knew exactly what to do and when in order to reach your body goals? On top of that, have you ever wanted a nutritionist that can tell you how to eat that is going to help you lose that unwanted body fat and or build the muscles that you want to have a nice, lean, and toned body? Well, all of that can be yours at figurefitlife.com. With the online comprehensive program from Figure Fit, you're going to get a personal trainer, a nutritionist, a weight loss coach, and a life coach showing you exactly what to do and when to reach your goals. You're going to get monthly workouts, weightlifting workouts, and a cardio calendar showing you exactly what workouts to do and when. You'll receive a nutrition manual, meal planning guides, and a ton of recipes in our recipe library. And with every good workout program comes balance. So on top of the workouts, you're going to receive yoga videos for stretching, for learning certain poses, how to help a bad back, how to stretch those tight hips, and really just to open up the body. And one of the most important components of the program is the mindset component. With Figure Fit, we focus on establishing a healthy mind, and that has to do with where we're putting our attention, what we're focusing on. So we have an entire meditation library that's going to help you de-stress, set the proper goals for your life, and learn how to achieve them. All of this is here at your fingertips every single day at figurefitlife.com. Join us now. Head to figurefitlife.com and click on the Figure Fit tab to get started. I cannot wait to meet you and support you with all of your goals, all of your dreams, to help you get fit, to feel great, and to love your body. Get started today at figurefitlife.com.
Thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today on the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I am incredibly grateful that you stopped by. If you could take just 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it and who can use it, I would be so incredibly grateful and honored. And I know that your friends will thank you too. Also, if you feel so moved, we would be incredibly grateful if you could go into iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Leave us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you need more of. It would really help us out on our journey to help thousands and thousands of people reconnect back to their soul, live a life of health and happiness, and to love the body that they are in. Until then, don't forget that you are so worth your own self-love, self-care, and investment in your body, your goals, and your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. Have a great day.